don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, everybody, welcome to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. I got one today that I've been sitting on for quite a while, and I want to go ahead and mark off my list. This one is by Miguel Cuneta. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's C-U-N-E-T-A. He is the co-founder at Satoshi Citadel Industries, and his article, this is his, it's a Medium post, though the page is actually decentralize.today, but it is a Medium published article, and it's titled, "It's Too Late, Nothing Can Stop the Bitcoin Protocol." And I want to go ahead and just jump into this one because I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I was in a blockchain conference in Manila recently, and a bold statement was made by one of my co-panelists during a talk about the future of cryptocurrencies and blockchain tech. He said, quote, "We won't be talking about Bitcoin in 3 years," end quote. Ironically, also 3 years ago in 2014 and 15, when the price of Bitcoin was tumbling down and all the rage in Wall Street was the magical blockchain technology, the statement was made over and over again too. We are seeing it again today, this time not from the Wall Street types, but from the Silicon Valley startup and tech people. Well, I have a bold statement to make too. By the year 2028, the Bitcoin protocol will be the standard for secure and censorship-resistant value transactions on a global scale. As its network effect grows, multiple layers of applications will be built on top of the Bitcoin blockchain, and the world will see value in commerce flow like never before. Money will flow like pure information, instant, secure, unfairly cheap, open, borderless, and programmable. We will no longer be sending money, we will be streaming money. It is actually obvious once you truly grasp what the technology behind Bitcoin enables. And no, I'm not talking about everyone's favorite buzzword, blockchain. I'm talking about the Bitcoin protocol, of which the blockchain is merely a part of the system. Money over internet protocol. Bitcoin is simply a network of computers that constantly reach agreement over the state of a shared database. Point. The network is made up of nodes, which are actual computers running the Bitcoin software. As of today, there are about 10,000 plus nodes all over the world. Point. They all reach agreement through a set of predetermined rules that cannot be changed without unanimous consensus among nodes. The rules keep every participant in sync and keep the integrity of the network intact. Point. The shared database is the Bitcoin blockchain, which is a tamper-proof and public record of every transaction ever made in the history of Bitcoin, in chronological order, secured by proof of work. Because everybody is watching everybody else, no one can cheat. The simple elegance of the Bitcoin protocol is what makes it work. With these three simple components, plus of course Bitcoins, the only currency accepted in the network, we now have the base protocol for peer-to-peer internet value transfers. The possibilities for new applications and protocols to be built on top of this base layer are endless. Things like Lightning Network, enabling near-instant and almost free transactions, are already a reality. Similar to how Uber or Airbnb were unimaginable just 15 years ago, financial applications that are unimaginable now will emerge out of the permissionless innovation enabled by the open-source nature of Bitcoin software. Death, taxes, and Bitcoin. Quote, Which is why Bitcoin is an excellent idea. It fulfills the needs of the complex system, not because it is a cryptocurrency, but precisely because it has no owner, no authority that can decide on its fate. It is owned by the crowd, its users, and it now has a track record of several years, enough for it to be an animal in its own right. End quote. Nassim Nicholas Taleb. Running non-stop for 9 years, with almost zero financial loss on the chain itself, Bitcoin has become the most reliable and secure financial network in the world. When you send a valid Bitcoin transaction, you can bet the farm on it that it will be sent and that it will be received by your intended recipient. It's right up there with death and taxes. It has been subject to every kind of attack, ranging from network attacks, spamming, social attacks, government crackdown, FUD attacks, hash power and mining attacks, contentious hard fork attacks, and more recently, brand hijacking from unscrupulous groups that spend exorbitant amounts of money to try and destroy Bitcoin. All of the attacks have failed, and the network became more resilient as a result. Diminishing risks. The Lindy effect states that every additional period of survival implies a longer remaining life expectancy for things like technology. 9 years after its inception, Bitcoin has overcome most major risks that would pose a threat to the integrity of the protocol and the network. With each passing day, with each block added to the chain, the confidence in the network increases, and its network effect grows stronger. Protocol flaw. One of the earliest risks was that there was a fatal flaw on the protocol level of Bitcoin. In 2009 and 10, when Bitcoin was in its infancy, people were not really sure about how robust the software would be, simply because it had not faced any major challenges yet. By 2011, the best engineers and cryptographers in the world knew that this risk had been reduced to almost zero. Government risks. Going into 2013, during the second Bitcoin hype cycle, the greatest risk was from the governments of the world. What if the US banned Bitcoin? What if governments made it illegal to own Bitcoin? The New York BitLicense set an ominous precedent, but by the end of 2013, at least in free and democratic countries around the world, this risk had gone down to zero as well. Secondary market challenges. And then there was the Mt. Gox hack in 2014. What was then the largest and most popular Bitcoin exchange in the world had been hacked, losing over $500 million and compromising the integrity of the fledgling cryptocurrency markets. The risk of losing the valuable secondary markets for trading Bitcoin was looming over everyone's heads. But common sense prevailed, and by 2017, we already had numerous regulated and liquid cryptocurrency exchange platforms everywhere in the world, with Bitcoin as the crypto reserve currency, following industry best practices and better security protocols. Social and technical scalability risks. The last challenge Bitcoin faced last year, in 2017, was the risk of a major hard fork splitting the network and ultimately compromising its integrity. A contentious hard fork eventually did happen, but it did not have the expected results. After the fork, Bitcoin rallied to new all-time highs, rising over 1,000% in just 3 short months. The social scalability of Bitcoin had been tested, and it passed with flying colors. The users, nodes, and miners that make up the Bitcoin network had chosen the version of Bitcoin that they wanted to support, and the market responded positively. Although the root cause of the split in the network was transactional scalability, Bitcoin still works well today, with transaction fees at all-time lows because base layer improvements like SegWit have reached 30% adoption. Second layer applications like the Lightning Network will be more than enough to facilitate transactions on the scale of Visa and other payment networks. The engineers that maintain and upgrade the software are hard at work with improvements on every aspect of the Bitcoin protocol. Future challenges. Just like any new technology, there will be more challenges in these early development and adoption phases. The fact that Bitcoin challenges the status quo and breaks the lucrative positions of middlemen in the financial world is enough reason to assume that these attacks will continue and increase in intensity and scope. The beauty of decentralized protocols is that they are not just resilient to attacks, they are anti-fragile. Could Bitcoin fail? Yes, nothing is impossible. The odds are pretty low at this point, given the examples I've given above, but nothing is certain. The thing is, it may fail in its current form, but technology is fluid and software adapts. Bitcoin cannot be uninvented. It is here to stay. In the words of Nassim Nicholas Taleb, it may fail, but then it will be easily reinvented as we now know how it works. And that was our article from Miguel Chianetta. I think that really drives the point home. Like, well, I'm not 100% in agreement with everything he says. Like, he says the risk of government crackdowns and such has gone pretty much down to zero. I would say that's not necessarily the case. I think there's still a lot of risk with government and regulatory jurisdictions trying to crack down on Bitcoin or severely restrict what's legal to do with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, particularly when this massive credit bubble comes to a head. I think we'll see a ton of government action trying to tell people what they can and cannot do with it. But because I think this will be facilitated or catalyzed by a meltdown in the legacy financial system, I think the trust or influence that these institutions will have will degrade very quickly, and people will simply stop caring what they want people to. I mean, it's like Venezuela. Like, nobody gives a crap what the rules are. The black market in Venezuela is like the vast majority of the market, specifically because nothing's legal anymore. Everything destroys the value or the validity of what is and isn't legal. India is the same way. And so is most of rural China, which is why they've seen such an explosion in market activity and productivity, is because most of the finances are done in the dark. So people just lose respect for the rules, and then all the new rules that are made, they don't care. They already lost respect for them. So I think that's kind of inevitable when the credit crunch happens. But when you really look at the protocol and how Bitcoin works, it was never going to work if it can't survive a government telling people they can't use it. Like, that's part of its very design. It's just built into why it works, is that it isn't subject to central sets of rules or stipulations on what you can and can't do with it. It's censorship resistant, as we know. So Miguel is definitely right that there's extremely little risk for the influence that government can have on Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at this point. But I wouldn't say it's zero. I could say it can definitely cause a lot of serious problems for the market and adoption as we move forward. But I think pretty much the only consequence is that it will be slowed down, not stopped. He also mentioned that there are more than 10,000 plus, nodes around the world. Those are actually only referring to listening nodes. I think that number is actually a good little bit higher now. But if you look at non-listening nodes, nodes that simply validate all the information on the client side and simply don't allow connections from the network, it's pushing 150,000, I think, now. Maybe even more. I haven't looked at it recently. But there are a ton of nodes on the network. They're just not uploading. They're just not allowing many connections for other people. Their ports aren't open as it is. So if you want to nitpick, there's a couple of things that I don't fully agree with in this article, but the overall idea and his argument that Bitcoin is here to stay, Absolutely. The cat is out of the bag. You can't uninvent stuff. And I think the statement that we're not going to be talking about Bitcoin in 3 years is absolutely absurd. About as ridiculous. He's got a GIF right here at the beginning of the article after he wrote that quote of Jay Leno doing a spit take. So that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right on point with that one. Nobody's going to be talking about Bitcoin in 3 years. The whole game's going to be over. Yeah, not so much. With that was Miguel Cuneta's article, and it's on decentralized.today, which appears to be some medium-hosted service of some sort. It's like a collection of writers. It's kind of like their own webpage, but it's clearly on medium.com, even though the URL is decentralized.today. But they've got a bunch of different writers who just writing about everything, decentralizing computation, tokens, cryptocurrencies, all that kind of great stuff. There's a lot of neat things up here. So I definitely encourage you to check that out, and obviously also check out Miguel's other works. He is at Miguel Cuneta, MIGUELCUNETA _214.50. So, and he's got a lot of other good articles I've been scouring through. Some of the other things he has. And I've actually noticed that I've read some of his articles in the past and didn't know who it was. So it's he's definitely got some good stuff out there. I'll link to both of those pages as well as tag him in this post. And don't forget to follow me at The Crypto Economy. And be sure to check out my Medium page and subscribe to the iTunes podcast. And outside of that, I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This has been a Crypto Economy Quick Read. Take it easy.